To Nigeria next, where the government says Boko Haram has released 82 of the missing schoolgirls the group seized in a mass abduction 3 years ago. That kidnapping prompted global indignation and the creation of the high-profile Bring Back Our Girls campaign. NPR's Africa correspondent Afabia Quist-Arkton is monitoring developments from Accra. Good morning.
Greetings.
Afabia, what more do you know?
President Muhammadu Buhari's spokesman has said that the release of these girls happened after mediation by the Swiss government and the International Red Cross. And it was like a prisoner swap, Lulu, because apparently Boko Haram detainees have been released. The presidential spokesman did not say how many, but indicated that negotiations are continuing, as the government has been saying over recent weeks.
We know that Boko Haram initially abducted almost 300 schoolgirls back in 2014. 21 of those girls were released last October. Now we have 80 or so more. What about those who are still missing?
That's about 115 all told. And of course, they're not the only ones. Many, many children, girls, boys, women and men have been abducted by Boko Haram over its 8-year insurgency. But many people say this is hope because the government is talking to the insurgents who no longer hold territory, Lulu. They wanted to create a caliphate. They no longer hold territory, but they are able to strike at will with bombings and suicide attacks, mainly using girls. So it's not over, but the fact that the two sides are talking is at least progress.
Fabia, just briefly, when we've seen some of these girls come back, what condition are they in? What's happened to them?
Many of them were pin thin when we saw them released in October. And of course, Boko Haram's leader at the time boasted and bragged that they would be converted to Islam and married off to his fighters. So some of the girls, some of the young women as they are now, and they were meant to be the brightest at the school, have brought back babies. And you must also remember that some have been brainwashed. Apparently, some of these Chibok girls and other abductees do not want to return because they consider these Boko Haram fighters now their husbands. So it's a very difficult situation. And when they come home, sometimes they're shunned by the community who consider them Boko Haram wives and their children rebels.
NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.